Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Hi, Boomer and Geo, coming to you live from the Bill Ford Tough Studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. You know, when Pete got off to the great start offensively, I said, I wonder, and I know that it's totally unlikely, but I wonder, would Steve Cutwin, Scott Boras, David Stearns get together and say, you know what, let's restructure this deal that was so hard to hammer out in the offseason and guarantee a couple more years so Pete can stay here. And that would be just, it would just be a feel-good type of thing, you know, if they went and did that, and the fans would love it. However, from a business standpoint, if you're Pete Alonso, you probably don't want to do that. If you're the Mets, you probably don't want to do that. So unfortunately, it doesn't make total sense, doesn't make a ton of sense to do it, but I still would love to see that. Like, if we found out that those 2 years that he could opt out were guaranteed and they gave him a little bit more money or whatever, what have you, and then Pete Alonso, you could guarantee, was going to be in a Met uniform the next couple of years, I think everybody would be thrilled. And it's just wild to me that here he is, as clutch as he is this year, having a mammoth offensive season, just being the fan favorite that he's been, that there's a really good chance, and I still think better than a 50% chance, that he's not in a Met uniform next year. It's crazy.
No, I think that if he would have gotten a contract that he would have wanted from other teams, he would have signed it. And that just goes to show you that it's lukewarm around the league. And, you know, the Mets did right by him, making him, at least for this year alone, the highest paid first baseman, and he is returning that in kind by his performance. So I was very, very adamant about keeping him. He is basically validating all of that and validating the contract they gave him. And look, all you can do is just keep doing what you're doing, and then next year, you know, you'll get another contract. It's just not going to be a 5 to 6 year contract. That's all there is to it.
Yeah, probably not. And, you know, last year, you know, with the qualifying offer, there would have been a draft pick involved for a team that would have signed him. That's not going to be the case if he opts out this year. So, yeah, I hope he stays. I hope they work it out. But it's just, as you got David Wright that's giving him messages, he's climbing up the Mets all-time offensive leaderboards.
Good,
and
good.
He's keep essentially just here for the end of this year.
But he's doing exactly what he should be doing for him to secure another contract and maybe even make a little bit more money. I mean, he is a fan favorite. He is the home run hitter of the Mets, and he's going to continue to do this for at least another 2 to 3 years. as long as he stays healthy. But, yeah, I'm just glad that Steve Cohen got involved. They were willing to pay him as much money as they could this year, but they also, you know, hedged their bet, which is fine. And Pete is doing exactly what he should be doing.
Imagine if he was doing this for somebody else, if they didn't get this done. I mean, that's all we talk about every day.
But again, you know, like I was saying, you know, in this offseason, that one home run in Milwaukee, you forgot the whole entire year. That's all you need.
Yeah.
That's all you need. I mean, and Aaron Judge is proof positive of that. I mean, you know, he has these great seasons, and then unfortunately he has not come up clutch in the playoffs enough for the liking of Yankee fans.
All right, let's get some calls in. 888-808-1019. PJ in Levittown. What's going on, PJ?
What's going on, guys? How's your morning going?
All right, PJ, what's happening?
So I want to get back to this guy talking on Boston about not signing with the Yankees, and I can understand it from both sides. I can understand not wanting to sign with a team because you have hatred. And, boom, I just want to say, if you turned out you were a stay-at-home fringe defenseman for the NHL with those luscious blonde locks, and you had trouble maintaining a roster spot on a team, and let's say the Philadelphia Flyers came along with a contract for you, you would sign that contract regardless of your feelings for the team?
You know, that'd be a really hard one for me. I'd probably pull a Cutter Guthrie, who basically told him, I'm not playing for you. So, yeah, I think that would be the end of my career.
Really?
Yeah. All right, let's go Rangers, Boomer.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly, PJ.
Wow. But what if, that would be the end of your career. So you would have made your money. But, I mean, if you were like someone who was younger.
Well, he was saying I was a fringe player.
Yeah, true.
So this guy Dobbins is not a fringe player now. He's a 25-year-old starting pitcher. He's doing well for the Red Sox. And he's passionate about his Red Sox fandom. And of course, obviously, with that comes the hatred of the Yankees.
So was this guy, Cutter Gauthier, was he on the Flyers at any point?
No, they drafted him fifth overall. And
he said,
I'm not
no?
I'm not playing. And then, you know, Tortorello, who was the coach at the time, was like, yeah, well, we don't want you.
Wow.
So they traded him to Anaheim.
I mean, was it because he grew up a fan of a team? Like, it was just because of the organization or what?
He might not have wanted to play for Tortorella. I don't know.
Or maybe he's afraid of the fans or something.
Or something. I don't know. There's probably a reason. I don't know the reason for it. I didn't go knee deep into the
interesting
weeds for that.
Interesting. Anthony and Douglaston's next up on the Fan. What's up, Anthony?
Hey, good morning, guys. Boomer, I have something that I think corroborates your whole theory on Jim Dolan.
Okay.
For the last 5 years, that guy was distracted with the Sphere out in Vegas. It was a multiple billion-dollar project. They spun it off public out of Cablevision, and he wasn't around.
And he fired the CEO.
Meddling in the team.
Hey, Anthony, didn't he fire the CEO that was building that and then took over?
Yeah. He did the same thing there that he does with the Knicks for the last 5 years.
I have to say this. Have you been to the Sphere?
I have not.
Oh. You got to go. It's one of the most unbelievable experiences you will ever have.
You know, if I go, I'll end up in the hospital. I had vertigo last year.
Oh, yeah. It's probably not good for you. Yeah.
And they say don't go near that place with vertigo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Vertigo's tough, Anthony, man. I'm sorry to hear.
By far, of all the concerts I've been to, Anthony, is by far the most enjoyable experience I've ever had.
Yeah, and you weren't even high. A lot of people go there high.
Yeah, you know, I don't need to be high. I'm high on life, G.
Yeah, but I'm saying a lot of people go there and they get high and then they look at all the stuff and like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Yeah, whatever it is, it is incredible.
Yeah. Well, I have not experienced yet, and I'm looking forward to. And you've got maybe I heard a little rumor that Eric Church, the country artist, is trying to take his show out to the Sphere.
And
he's doing like a whole thing with an orchestra. And that was a little...
That would be amazing. The thing about U2, they looked too small on stage.
Yeah.
When you go back and saw the Eagles had a 9-piece band up there. And it was a little bit wider. And it filled that part of the Sphere up a little bit more. So they had at least a more of a presence, if you will.
Right.
But their video that was accompanying their music was amazing. It was just the whole thing was amazing.
Yeah. No, I'm jealous. I want to go. I want to see it. I want to experience it. Let's go to Craig, who's out in Babylon. What's going on, Craig? Good morning.
Good morning. How long do you think the Yankees keep Boone? His coaching was horrible last night. I was at the game. It was obvious Rodon was laboring. He couldn't throw a strike. He just keeps him in there every time until he gives up the game. The guy has no feel for the game. He's all analytical driven.
Yeah, I mean, we've been hearing this for years, Craig. I mean,
I got to say, Craig, what is this now? This is June 9th?
This is the first Boone call.
Remember that? June 9th is the first Aaron Boone call. It's the first one. Now, because, you know, last week we were talking about Brian Cashman put together a great team, and Aaron Boone is managing it wonderfully. They got one of the best records in the American League.
Like, lose 2 out of 3 to the Red Sox and do what you did on Sunday Night Baseball, getting smacked around, all of a sudden Boone's got to get fired.
There you go.
I don't know. They are in a great spot. They got a couple of teams that are behind them in the Rays and the Blue Jays that are like 4.5-5 games behind them. They're clearly the best of the AL East. You know, the Tigers are putting together a great season, but I'd still take the Yankees matchup.
Their whole pitching staff this weekend was not great.
Yeah.
Relievers weren't great. I mean, they gave up a ton of runs, but so did the Red Sox.
Yeah, I mean, the bullpen is an issue for them for sure, especially with the injuries that they're dealing with. And Luke Weaver being the biggest one, as we know. But, I mean, this is till June 9th. Fire Boone. It took till June 9th for a Fire Boone, which is actually late, which is the over that hit. You would have thought, like, before Memorial Day weekend, we would have gotten a Fire Boone.
Especially with the loss of Juan Soto.
Yeah, true, indeed. Let's go to Steve. He's in Marlboro. What's going on, Steve?
Hey, guys, you're the best. I moved down the Jersey Shore, and I drive up 3 days a week to Bergen County to my job. But you guys make the drives so enjoyable.
Oh, thanks,
Steve. You know that.
I appreciate that. We appreciate that. What's on your mind?
I wanted to talk about the Mets, but before I do, I wanted to give you the answer to where all the cows and chickens went. As Bob Dylan said, it's blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind.
Very good, Steve.
As a Mets fan, the thing I see this year on the Mets that I haven't seen is they have a surplus of players that they can interchange. Third base, second base guys play different positions, McNeil. And I think now with Soto starting to hit his stride, I think the Mets are going to win the World Series.
Wow.
Their pitching is shocking.
Yeah. I mean, listen, Steve, I like to get excited about this, and this is why the baseball season is long and fun. You get a guy on June 9th saying Fire Boone. You get another guy who's a Mets fan on June 9th saying that they're winning the World Series. I want the Mets. It's one step at a time. Win the NL East. Don't give it up again. I mean, it is June. You got a long way to go, but I want to see them now just take this thing and go right to the end. No more Phillies, no more Braves, no more discussion of that, and have the Mets win the division, and then we'll see what happens from there. But the pitching lab and these guys have been amazing. We'll see what they do with the trade deadline. We'll see about injuries. But yes, I mean, they are a very, very good team that has few flaws, as we see it right now.
And again, they'll add at the trade deadline, and things will get better. Hopefully they'll deepen their roster, and hopefully everybody stays healthy. So, Just to take this one step further. How many hamburgers do you think are eaten in America in 1 year?
Oh, God, I don't even know where to start with that. All right, how many people are in America?
Let's say the ones that we know of, 350. You might want to say 375, but we're going to say 350.
350 million people.
Yes. And I don't know how many vegans there are. I'm not sure.
Yeah. They'll let you know about it, those vegans.
Yeah.
All right, 350 million people. I am going to say that there were 10 billion hamburgers that were eaten in America.
Wow.
10 billion.
Al?
I was going to say 50 million hamburgers.
50 million,
50
okay. 50
million hamburgers.
Leagues?
I'll go 100 million.
Okay. 100 million.
Okay.
Who's closest?
You are.
Oh, okay. All right, nice.
But you're way off.
I'm closest and I'm way off?
Yes.
Wow.
Now, this is why this doesn't add up to me. I don't know why, but it just doesn't. There are 50 billion hamburgers eaten in the United States every year.
Come on. 50 billion?
Billion. B with a billion. Billion.
Wow. So what are you trying to say?
I mean, how many cows are there?
You can get a lot of hamburgers out of a single cow, though.
But I'm like, it just doesn't seem to add up to me. That's all.
So what are you trying to say? Like there's fake cows or something? Like what?
Gotta be manufactured meat somewhere.
Manufactured meats?
Somewhere.
Interesting. I wasn't prepared for this conversation. I would have had more for you.
I know. Wait till I get to the chicken one.
Oh, I don't even want to know about that.
I mean, between the...
What? Come on, man. Like you know...
What?
Let's not do this today. We're going to have a nice lunch somewhere. I don't want to be thinking about fake meats and stuff like that and how many billions of chickens are being...
When I read 50 billion hamburgers, I'm like, how? What? Yeah. I mean, really?
That can't be true. As Fleeks, you could say that on the air.
Yeah, so I go, if we're going off 350 million people, it's 142 hamburgers per person in this country. And like you said, there are vegans, there are children. Like, there's just no way. I love hamburgers. It's one of my favorite foods. I eat them a lot. Nowhere close to 142 per year.
Yeah,
well, I'm looking at different sites that are all legit, and everyone comes up with the same number, 50 billion.
I mean, who is the person that's eating... Like, the guy who's way over the average 152 burgers a year.
Americans consume 50 billion burgers a year. The average American eats a hamburger at least three times a week. McDonald's sells 75 hamburgers every second.
Wow.
And sells 550 million Big Macs each year. Nearly 60%.
Are we counting sliders? They're pretty small.
Counting sliders.
Nearly 60% of all sandwiches sold worldwide are actually hamburgers.
Okay.
I'm just telling you, it just doesn't add up to me.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
No. I mean, it's fine.
I go to you. Eddie's not here today, so obviously we have a void.
You should also look into where are we, like, burying all the people. Like, think of how many people have passed away in our existence. Where
right over there off the LIE.
They can't all be over there.
No, it is a lot. It's a lot.
This is like the hamburger thing. It doesn't add up.
Well, a lot of people get cremated. That happens. There are.
And then there's dust in the wind.
Yep, you do get that. There was that horrible show that I saw. It was like these people got arrested. They were running a funeral home, but they weren't actually burying the bodies, and they were sticking them in some warehouse somewhere. Oh. Horrendous. They went to jail for a long time. How did you get us here, man? It's a gloomy Monday. You came off a bad weekend, and now you're infecting me with your negativity. And which is amazing, because I'm usually the one infecting you with my negativity.
No, I'm just
you're infecting me with this negativity.
Hey, inquiring minds want to know. I was just asking a question, because for me, when I see that number, it just doesn't add up to me.
So what do you think's happening?
I don't know. Do you think it's like a burger lobby?
A burger lobby?
Yeah, like they're lobbying, like, you know, this is how important hamburgers are. This is why we got to keep them going.
I don't know, man.
Kind of thing.
I don't know. But now I'm going to research it. I'm going to think about it. And I'll come up with some sort of answer for you.
Okay.
All right.
I appreciate that.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
The Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Jerry is back. There are a bunch of calls here about the food stuff we were talking about that we will get to.
Actually, you know what, Jerry, if you don't mind, there's one here.
I don't mind.
There's one here I do want to get to before because I don't want this guy to hang up during the update. It's Bill in Valley Stream who joins us on the Fan. What's going on, Bill?
Hey, Geo, how are you?
Good, man. What's up?
Well, I think Boomer's on to something with these burgers, but I've always wondered where are all the chickens coming from? Mm. Me and my buddies would go out and eat chicken wings. I mean, back in college, there was a place that would do like 5-cent wings. Me and my buddy would have, 100 wings between us. That's 25 chickens. Where are they coming from?
Bill, I'm right there with you, man. I am right there with you.
You ate 50 wings in one sitting?
Easily.
Are we talking about the little Buffalo Wild wings, or you mean like wings?
I mean wings, bar wings. It was a bar that would, have a Monday night special for the game. We'd go there, we'd order, 20 wings at a clip 5 times, and then a case of, a pitcher of beer, and that was how we got through the game.
Wow.
I think I know who could answer this question. Our boy Joe G.
I thought about that.
I think he could answer the question. I don't know where he is right now.
Because even
over at the fish market.
You ever see the show The Food That Shaped America? You ever see that show on
no,
TV?
No.
So last night I was watching it, waiting for the Yankee game to start, and it was talking about the start of White Castle and fast food. And they were talking about the amount of burgers that were sold in the 50s and 60s. I mean, it's been going on for a long time, these cows.
Yeah. Did you hear our latest discussion about how many hamburgers are eaten in a year in the United States?
I did not. I was wondering where these calls came from.
Well, the answer is 50 billion. So I said
a lot of meat.
That it doesn't seem to add up with the amount of cows that we have.
Well, how many cows do we have? We don't know.
I don't know how many cows
we have. Well, that's what you're saying. It doesn't add up. You'd have to have an idea.
I said, Al, count your chickens. I don't know. I have no idea.
How many burgers are you getting out of one cow, though?
Well, not that, but even think of all the steakhouses.
That, too. I don't know, man. It's starting to freak me out a little bit.
Where are they coming from?
I mean, honestly.
According to Google AI, apparently approximately 900,000 cows are slaughtered globally every day.
Well, there you go.
900,000 cows.
Every day.
Every day.
And then according also to Google AI, it says a cow can produce 300 to 400 burgers for one cow.
There you go. Okay. So, now we're starting to add up. Okay.
There you go. You're getting your numbers.
I know my friend slaughters pigs. How many pigs are slaughtered a day, Al?
There's a website called the Animal Kill Clock.
Okay.
No. Come on, man.
This says, Boomer, 3.8 to 4 million pigs.
A day?
Yeah.
This is
where
brutal.
Are they?
Mainly Iowa, Wisconsin, maybe Minnesota.
According to this website, so far in 2025, 8,100,000 chickens have been slaughtered.
Let's go to Joe in, wrong phone call. Joe in Newton, New Jersey. What's going on, Joe?
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's up, man? Joe, what's happening today?
All right, I figured I'd chime in on your burger question. Gio, this is gonna really blow your mind, but I know you're a movie guy. Mm. Have you seen that movie, Soylent Green?
I have not seen that movie.
Oh, I've seen that movie.
Oh, Boomer has?
Yeah.
There you go, Boom. Yeah, there you go. Soylent Green is people.
We're not eating people.
Oh, good Lord. Oh, God. Well, the way that Al, I thought you guys got together with this at some point before the show, the way Al was like, where's everybody being buried? And the fact that you're like, well, it's not adding up. I was like, are you guys trying to tell me that we're eating people?
That's Soylent Green. No, we're not eating people.
Well, people taste disgusting to people, though, right? You know what I'm saying? Like, the cooking of human skin apparently is so gross and so horrible.
Not the cannibals.
Boil this and eat it.
So I don't think we're eating people. But now, I mean,
that's a relief. Don't eat me.
Hey, Al, how many turkeys are slaughtered?
Another good number. I mean,
214 million this year.
Not enough because they're all around.
And it's only
Suffolk
June.
County.
Eating everywhere. A whole lucky.
Man.
And all that turkey gets eaten by Al.
And his friends when they watch the basketball games.
Right when they come over his house.
He's only got one. Paul.
No, but he invites a lot of friends over.
Yeah, to watch the NBA Finals.
Yeah.
And he makes sandwiches.
Who's in the NBA Finals?
Oh, Pacers OKC.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Planning another get-together this week.
All right, Jerry. Oh, man, we are brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Yankees, Red Sox last night at the stadium.
He deals drive deep to left, and that's going to leave the ballpark. He hit that a mile. Way out of here. A three-run homer by former Yankee Carlos Narvaez.
Dave Sims, Susan Waldman. Hey now, yes, with the call right here on the fan, that kind of really got things in motion. Red Sox wind up beating the Yankees 11-7, taking 2 of 3 over the weekend. Jaron Duran adding a two-run single, home runs from Story, Devers, Toro. We'll do the Thrival player of the game. We'll give you some good news, brought to you by Thrival Infusion. And, I mean, this is pretty obvious. His name is one Aaron Judge.
Here's first pitch. Judge drives one. Deep right center field. Just watching. Goodbye. Fifteen rows up, Sue.
Now, that was the first of two. That's our Yankees Thriving Player of the Game, brought to you by Thrival, New York's premier infusion and injection center, saving lives drip by drip. Visit ThrivalInfusion.com. Susan got interrupted there because she was about to talk about Hunter Dobbins and the comments he made before the game about never, ever, ever signing with the Yankees, and he hates them. Okay. Here was Susan reacting to that home run in real time.
You know what? Hunter Dobbins might change his mind about wanting to play for the New York Yankees. That was a shot.
Yes, it was. And there is reaction that comes when you say things like you say, and I have to give credit to New York Yankees Underground on social media.
Oh.
On X, as he reacted. I don't know what his name is, but he reacted in real time to this.
Hunter Dobbins just got it up the ass by Aaron Judge. Goodbye, baby. Who the f*** ever said we want you, brother? Shut your mouth.
Wow. That right there is pretty stereotypical Yankee fan. Let me tell you something. That was perfect. NYY Underground.
Who said we want you, bro?
I got to be honest. Not much makes me laugh. That was pretty good. So, yeah. So, Hunter Dobbins, take that, though. The Red Sox did get the final laugh. Here was Judge post-game thoughts of the comments.
I really didn't hear about it until I think Eduardo Perez. He told me before the game. But I've only heard King Griffey say that, so I was a little surprised.
Is that at all in your head, a person to get that?
Well, once somebody tells you, yeah.
Okay, so it was in his head. He did hit a home run. But again, the Red Sox won the game 11-7. Yankees will be in Kansas City to play the Royals tomorrow. 4.5 game lead now atop the AL East. As for the Mets, they were in Colorado. They were doing exactly what you expected them to do. They won all three games, and it was they were hitting a lot of home runs Friday, Saturday, and then again yesterday.
Swung on and crushed out to right field. Freeman going back to the warning track. It is gone. Halfway into the seats in the lower area in right field. Second home run of the game for Jeff McNeil. Third in the last two games. This one a three-run shot.
And that was into the second
good crowds all weekend.
A lot of Met fans. But they said, actually, watching the game...
they were talking about how Rockies fans show up.
That the Rocky fans are still drawing, even though the team's dreadful. But there were a ton of Met fans over this series. The Rockies are now 12-53, and that's with that three-game sweep of the Marlins. 13-5 was the final on Sunday as the Mets moved to 18 games over 500. So McNeil with two home runs, Pete Alonso with two home runs. First things first, Carlos Mendoza on McNeil.
Really good, especially when he's driving the ball down like that, you know, swinging with authority, you know, and not just trying to put the ball in play.
No, he was trying to drive it, and he did, and had himself a heck of a day. Here was McNeil, though, talking about Alonso. Alonso, the two home runs. He passes David Wright for second in Mets franchise history with home runs.
Yeah, Pete has been pretty incredible this year. You know, he's locked in every single bat. You know, a couple home runs tonight, and just seems like, you know, the big situations, you know, he's gonna do some damage.
And he has, and I mentioned this to Al earlier, Alonso, McNeil, and Soto a combined 9-for-14 on the day. Brett Beatty and Francisco Alvarez homering as well. In terms of the home run chase in Mets franchise history, here was Alonso. He is now 9 away from Daryl Strawberry's franchise lead.
Honestly, it's just one of those things where I can't really be too involved in it. And I think for me, I just want to win. And whatever happens, capitalize on certain pitches in the zone, then I'll give my chance to do so by helping my team win.
Well, next 16 games on the schedule are going to tell you a lot about where the Mets are.
Look ahead spot,
because they got three with Washington, three with Tampa, all at home. Then they go on the road to Atlanta and Philadelphia, and then they come back home and play Atlanta again.
Mark, well, you got a chance to bury these teams.
That's right, exactly.
Because you had in San Francisco with the Braves and Giants.
The 2-2 pitch. He swings and misses and strikes out. The Giants have swept the series. The Braves have now lost 7 in a row, and for the first time since the end of the 2017 season, the Braves find themselves 10 games under 500.
Wow.
How about that?
I have a feeling that when the Mets show up in Atlanta, they'll get healthy, they'll have everybody back in the lineup, and here we go.
Well, right now they have lost 7 straight, and they are way behind the Mets. The Mets 4.5 clear of the Phillies, who have lost 5 straight and 9 of 10. They lost to the Pirates 2-1, 4.5 game lead atop the NL East. They will take on the Nationals, who are actually one of the better teams in the division, starting tomorrow. All right, NBA Finals, Thunder and Pacers. It was all Oklahoma City.
Drives to the paint. Wiggins open fetch. Fires an angle left three that's on the way. In there, cha-ching, a Thunder Moneyball. Wiggins looking like the midseason Wiggins with 11.
Well, he finished with 18. He had 5 threes. That was Thunder Radio with the call. 123-107 the final. This was pretty much Oklahoma City throughout in this game. They led by 20 in the fourth quarter. It never really got too close. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, 34 points and 8 assists. So the series tied 1-1, but don't tell that to Pascal Siakam, who was asked if he was satisfied by getting one of the two.
I don't think it's consolation. I mean, I think you want to win every game you play. So we're not happy with how the game went today. That's it. We just got to turn the page.
As they get the next two games at home. That having been said, Rick Carlisle was asked about the way his team played and, you know, not really matching the intensity of Oklahoma City. He had a very, very brief answer.
Scott Agnes, Fieldhouse Files. I'm curious, you talk a lot about disposition and physicality. How do you feel like your team handled that? Because obviously Thunder seemed to ramp up their intensity much more.
Not well.
And that was it. He just, like, looked at the guy, and that was it. Not well.
Fieldhouse Files.
Fieldhouse Files. Yes, exactly. What do you think of when you hear that immediately?
X-Files.
Oh, that's interesting. I think of Rockford Files.
Interesting. I didn't think about
X-Files
that.
X-Files makes more sense.
Yeah.
Here was Jalen Williams. his approach now. Going to Indiana, he had 19 points.
The biggest thing is understanding your opponent and where their heads are at and try and put yourself in their shoes. The good thing is now it's 0-0 for us for sure. So
yeah, they even things up, and that place is going to be rocking. They don't play again, I don't think, till Wednesday night. So yeah, maybe by July 1st, this series will be over. What else? Game 3 of the Stanley Cup Finals in Florida. That place will be rocking tonight as well. Panthers and Oilers tied at 1-1. In golf, Ryan Fox beat Sam Burns in 4 playoff holes to win the RBC Canadian Open.
What happened now, to Rory?
I don't know.
He was
Did
terrible.
You watch him? I watched him a little bit on Friday, as I'm stuck in the airport.
Something was going on with his driver.
I don't know what was going on. It's like he didn't even want to be there.
Yeah.
Well, he talked about not being very motivated since the Masters.
I mean, it's ridiculous. Come on, man.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, he better be motivated this week.
Or you're going to put up 85s.
I just got photos from our friend Stephen Nicholas. He's following his son around out there at Oakmont. And it's like everybody else who's putting stuff out there on social media, it's hard to believe how deep that rough is, how narrow those fairways are, and how fast the greens are.
I can't wait to watch it.
The USGA is just going to try to kill people.
I saw the one with Bryson where he dropped the ball, and yes, it's just gone.
Yeah.
Not easy to get it out. And Carlos Alcaraz came back in 2 sets to none down. He beat Jannik Sinner in a 5th set, 7-6, to win the French.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Open. It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. So I saw Adam Schefter talk about the Aaron Rodgers to the Steelers conversation, and he said that Aaron Rodgers was their third choice And then I at first was a little bit taken aback by that because I said, I thought to myself, man, I mean, they've been waiting on Aaron Rodgers for a really, really long time. You know, who else were they interested in? And he said that they were heavy on Matthew Stafford as well. And they also wanted Justin Fields back. But Justin Fields obviously went to the Jets. And then they settled on Aaron Rodgers. So they finally got somebody that's better than Mason Rudolph. But, I mean, Aaron Rodgers got to that point in his career now where there was one team that wanted him and only wanted him when their first two options didn't work out.
Well, you know, I understand why Justin Fields left. Maybe they didn't offer him as much money as the Jets did. And given what happened with him and Russell Wilson last year, I don't think he was probably overly happy with the way that he was treated.
Yeah.
So I'm getting myself the hell out of there, and I'm not playing for less money. So that's probably what happened with him. As far as Matthew Stafford was concerned, I still think Matthew Stafford basically used the Giants, the Steelers, and anybody else who was involved in this as a way to garner more money and more security out of the Rams.
And it worked.
He was ever leaving the Rams.
And it worked.
And the fact that these other teams even got involved in it was shocking to me.
Well, I mean, it wasn't shocking with the Giants because the Giants had his brother-in-law on the staff, and those were two desperate guys that were dying to get a real quarterback in there because of the pressure that they have on them to keep their jobs this year.
Yeah. And now comes the news out of Giant camp, you know, that Jackson Dart's struggling and OTAs. Look, if everything goes right for the Giants this year, Jackson Dart's not playing a significant role if the Giants are competitive. If they're not competitive, then he's going to find himself on the field at some point.
Yeah.
But if Russell Wilson and Jameis Winston keep them competitive and they're able to win games and stay above 500, you know, I don't necessarily know that they're going to do, you know, to Russell Wilson what they did to Kurt Warner back in the day with Eli Manning. I don't think we're there yet. You know, Jackson Dart wasn't drafted high enough for that.
No. I mean, and that's probably the best thing that could happen to him is have the Giants have, you know, some success, and then he sits the entire year, he learns, he watches, and then gets his opportunity next year. Let's go to Frank and Syosset. What's going on, Frank? Good morning.
Hey, Jay. Hi. Boomer, pleasure to talk to you guys. Keep up the fight, Boom. I met Jay at the Pauly Village. I said hi to him. And I'll tell you something. Your right-hand man, he looks you right in the eye. And he's sincere when he tells you thanks for coming. And I had a Yankee question. A Mets question. If they were thinking about getting rid of Alonso, wouldn't they do some platooning? The Yankees do a lot of platooning, you know, Escarra and Wells and Cabrera and Peraza at third. And wouldn't they be doing some platooning, preparing themselves for Pete leaving?
Well, Frank, they wouldn't be paying him $30 million a year to platoon him, that's for sure. I mean, you know, they gave him money. They made him the highest paid first baseman this season. And, you know, the contract's kind of written where if he has a good year, he's going to make more money. And I think that they will end up keeping him. If he had a bad year, then, you know, maybe, you know, he doesn't opt out.
Yeah, I mean, they're not preparing for him to leave right now. They are riding this roster and him, hopefully, to a division title, and then we'll see what happens in the playoffs, and they're not thinking about that.
Look, he gets over 50 home runs, he'll be here again next year and the year after that.
See, I'm not... That's where I'm not but as confident
not gonna,
as you.
He's not going to get a 5 or 6 year deal. Just if he would have had an opportunity to sign a long-term big deal with somebody else, he would have signed it. I think, you know, people...
It was a different story last year, though. I mean, he came off of a bad year.
Well, that's what I'm saying. He did come off of a bad year. But these guys go up and down all the time. I'm just telling you that his age has something to do with it.
It does. But, you know, I mentioned the draft pick compensation thing. That's not going to be a factor.
It's got a little bit worse this year.
It has. And he had the yips there with throwing to first base of the pitcher and everything else. But, yeah, I really hope that's the case because it would just be a weird ending. But right now, things are great, and they're not going to David Stearns and Steve Cohen and Carlos Mendoza are not thinking that Pete's not going to be here, so let's work in some other guys at first base to prepare that. Pete is a major star on this team right now that has the best record in the National League, and that's all they're caring about. Jason and Comac, what's going on, Jason?
What's up, Boomer and Geo?
Hey.
So listen, I got your hamburger thing figured out. All right, so we got 80 million tourists that come to this country every year. Mm. And what does every tourist want who comes to America? Burgers, 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 yeah. Burgers, burgers. And you're forgetting the slider effect. I mean, aren't we counting sliders as burgers?
I don't know. It's a good question. I don't know.
You're pounding a dozen of those, right? And sliders. Don't even get me started on White Castle.
Yeah,
don't
sliders.
Even get me started on White Castle.
Sliders go down. But, like, for one, are, like, two sliders equal to one hamburger? You know, like, that's the thing. Like, I don't know. Pleegs brought this up, if it's sliders or not. But I think when I think in hamburger, I'm thinking, like, a standalone, like the smallest.
Yeah, I'm thinking about a hamburger, like, from McDonald's or Wendy's. Or
a standalone burger, not three on the same plate.
Whataburger. I mean, there's a million burger places, just like there are a million chicken places.
Yeah, I'm not thinking sliders. It's a different conversation. But unless you're telling me that three sliders equal one burger. But I don't think, who's doing that math? I mean, we figured it out. We already got the numbers. We figured it out.
Yeah, yeah.
One cow can produce hundreds of burgers, 900,000 cows a day, apparently. So there you go.
It's a lot of meat making.
Let's go to John in New Jersey. What's going on, John?
Yeah, hi. Hey, great show, Gio and Boomer. I wanted to make a statement on the cows and a question for Boomer on the quarterback.
All right.
Statement on the cows is you want to see a lot of cows, where a lot of them come from. Go down to the great state of Texas, get on Interstate 40, and you'll see acres and acres and acres, wall to wall, by the slaughterhouses, and they're there. It's a sight to behold. Question for you, Boomer, is have you ever considered being a quarterback coach or maybe consultant for the Jets and or Giants? Because I think both teams could use you, or either team or both.
Well, I appreciate that, John. Very nice. No, I have not even considered that, nor do I have any inclination to want to do that.
Yeah. I mean, it would be flattering if they asked.
Yeah, but they haven't, and I would not expect them to ask, and I like sitting right here and giving my opinions.
Yes, you do, and thank goodness you do. John in Asbury Park, what's going on, John?
Morning, guys. Happy Monday.
Yeah. Happy Monday. John, what's happening?
Wanted to weigh in a little bit more about the whole hamburger average. We were thinking about like 150 or so. The average person will eat 150 hamburgers a year. Mm. My girlfriend's out. Her family's from 2.5 hours south of Chicago in Illinois. And the only thing you can really get there is cheeseburgers. They got like a McDonald's there, and it's all fast food. So I'm thinking more out west you go, where the options are a little bit more limited to just fast food, that's where that average boosts up. I mean, over here we got everything under the sun being in, you know, where we are. But out west, they are not as fortunate, and that's really all they got. I know some of her friends, at least 4 or 5 times a week, they're eating a cheeseburger because that's all that's readily available to them. Thanks,
long-time
listener. Love you guys.
I appreciate it, John. Yeah. Let me ask you, we're totally forgetting a whole nother segment, and that is bolognese.
What?
I mean, there is a lot of bolognese.
Well, all right, so let's go to ground beef and tacos, too.
Well, yes, I'm saying there's taco usage of ground beef as well.
There's a million different things.
And now that I start adding all this other stuff in there, like, how does it make sense?
Steak tacos as well.
How does it make sense, G?
Well, it's there, man. It does. We gave you the numbers. I think there's enough cows.
Well, that's when we're talking about hamburgers. Now we're talking about tacos. Now we're talking about bolognese.
Yeah. You going to still eat meat after today? Because I am. As hard as you're trying. I don't know. Did like PETA send you a check or something?
No, I am 100% a meat guy.
Good. I mean, me too. But you're making me like now question that.
I was just wondering where all this meat's coming from.
All right. Well,
that's all.
When
you think about the enormity of it.
I don't want to think about the enormity of it anymore. I just want to have lunch. That's it, man.
Going to have a burger today?
I don't think so. I really don't think so. I think I'm just going straight greens, green beans, and maybe a piece of bread after this conversation.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.